and welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am your host, Josh.
Bark, bark.
I was going to do a bark, bark, bark but bark. I was afraid. I was afraid to do it.
I'm Rebecca.
And this week we get to unveil something very exciting that we have been working on.
Yes.
And that we've been alluding to, kind of.
Yes.
In recent episodes, we have been working on a partnership.
Yes.
That benefits you, our listeners, and library goers of Osceola County.
Yes. Yes, across the board.
Yes, yes, all yeses. So we have been working to extend the mileage of your library card.
Ooh,
for
it to that's not... a good phrase.
Is it?
Yes.
Let the books do the talking.
Let the books do the Let your library card do the barking.
I quit. This is the last episode.
You can't quit.
Yeah, no. So we've been working on trying to get some extra mileage out of your library card. So it not just only does things in the library,
books.
Such as rent books and movies and
Tech
access
Central.
Our databases and Tech Central, but we want it to do things outside of the library as well.
Yes, in Osceola County.
In Osceola County, because there are a lot of great businesses and organizations that are in Osceola County
it's
that
true.
We want to work with and that you, our humble listeners and library attendees, should... benefit from.
Yes.
As of April 30th, we have a partnership with the Osceola County Animal Shelter.
Woohoo!
So your library card will actually go the extra mile if you're going to be adopting.
Yes. That is correct. If you present your library card at the Osceola County Animal Services Shelter, you will receive half off adoption fees. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, and adoption fees can get pretty expensive
yes.
If you don't know.
But they still include lots of stuff. It's still good value.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good value because a lot of the stuff medically and, you know, just all the stuff that they do to get you to adoption
yes.
is worth a lot.
Uh-huh.
When we say half off, cats are normally $60
yes.
and then dogs are $70.
Yes.
So
half that.
Respectively,
do
30 and 35. Yeah, we can divide, right? We do math. We do math here.
Math. Math is hard.
No.
So that includes the spay and neuter of the animal, the vaccines, testing for whatever, and
like heartworm and all those.
Yeah, heartworm and stuff. And microchipping.
Yeah, which is very important.
Yeah, so your animal gets lost.
Yes. Is my cat microchipped?
Oh, that's a good thing. Mine's...
I think he is. I don't know. If he is, I don't know where I would track that.
Well, that's the thing. They usually, when you adopt an animal that has a microchip, they usually give you the microchip number and the website or whatever to track it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cool.
But you can take him to like the shelter and they have those wands to check.
Oh.
That's how they read them.
Are they?
They use like wands to rub over their
Are they
back.
Witches and wizards?
like a TSA security Akio wand.
Microchip.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, so we were actually invited to do a tour of the facility there.
Yes.
Very cool.
Lots of cute animals.
It was very difficult. I will say very difficult to not leave with an animal.
Yes. There was a very cute kitty there that was pulling on my heartstrings.
There was also this kitty that was just, you couldn't see it because... you were facing the other way.
Yeah.
But there was
a kitty
behind me who was just staring me down.
Like, take me home.
I was like, do you want me to take you?
The other cat that was behind me had a very good tactic because it had a bell ball and it was like bing 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 bing. And I kept looking at it and the cat was like purr.
It's like, look at me. Take me.
Bing 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 bing. And then the dogs would just bark, bark, bark at us.
Yeah. So,
but in a good way, not bad barks.
We asked them the questions that, you know, most new people who are looking to adopt a pet would ask. So, like, in order to get into the animal shelter. There, it's a little different now, you know, due to pandemic procedures and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's by appointment only. So you can call them and, you know, schedule an appointment to look at a pet. Mm-hmm. All of their pets are actually on their website. So mm-hmm. you can look up a profile for these pets that have, you know, that lists like their personality and like things like that, things mm-hmm. they're good with, you know, other pets or, mm-hmm. you know, you can see pictures of them and, you know, just, you know, find out, go in, you know, informed and, you know what you're looking for.
Yes.
You know, basically.
Yeah. Like you would with like curbside pickup, like you're going online, you're looking for what you want. And then when you find the dog you want, you, make a reservation and you're like, I want to look at this dog and this dog and this dog. And then they take you into like a little play area to meet the dog and they tell you all about them.
Yeah. Whether they're, you know, what their disposition is.
Yeah. Whether they're good with kids or other dogs or cats.
Yeah.
Because those are things to consider when you're adopting an animal. And then they said that they have a foster to adopt system, which I thought was cool, where you can have like a trial run with a puppy, remember?
Yeah.
Where like mm-hmm. you can foster the animal, and if it gets along well in your household, then you can adopt it. But if you don't adopt it and you bring him back to the shelter has that information for the next family, like, oh, my dog didn't get along with it because it was too energetic or something like that.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a good, like, that's good because like you might not always know like how, you know, an animal will interact like once they're home.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not just like the shelter animal, but like if you already have a dog or a cat,
yeah,
might not interact well with a new one.
Yeah.
So
you never know.
You could just do that instead.
Yeah. And I think fostering's really cool, like in general.
Yeah.
I think I would have a hard time.
Yeah.
Just not keeping an animal.
Yeah. When they were talking about the virtual kitty adoptions and the fostering for kittens, I was like, ooh, yeah, I could virtually, or not virtually, foster a kitten. And then I was like, no, I'll keep it.
Yeah,
I'd keep it. It's a noble thing to do.
Yeah, especially, you know, if, like, you have the resources for it and, like, the space for it.
Yeah.
I do not have the space for such a task.
I don't think my doggy would like another kitty.
Yeah. I got my cat through one of the organizations that the shelter partners with for Osceola County. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Which includes, do you remember where they?
Yeah, like PetSmart.
PetSmart,
and,
yeah.
And Pet Supermarket.
And Valley Feed?
Valley Feed, yeah.
Which I'm not familiar with.
I think I know where it is. I don't go there often for obvious reasons,
right.
You know, but
right.
I don't need feed.
Well, they have cats there too, so now you might want to check it out.
Well, I go to the pet supermarket. That's where I go for. See, I have two animals. In case you don't know, I have a cat and I have a snake, and I go to the pet supermarket to get food for both of my pets.
Okay,
because they sell rats there too.
Yes, they do. Oh, gross.
They're dead.
It's important to mention, I think, that the if you adopt from one of the stores that partners with Osceola County Animal Shelter, that the library card promotion doesn't work at the stores. It only applies to in the shelter and the virtual cat adoptions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind if you do want to take advantage of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Either do it directly through the animal shelter or, you know, or the kitty adoption.
The website, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to try super hard not to apply for that cat. Not to go onto the website and be like,
no.
Ooh. But that cat was getting transferred to a store anyway.
I think it was going to PetSmart.
Yeah, it was going to PetSmart. So
you'll see it at PetSmart.
So, yeah. Say hello to the cat at PetSmart for me.
Oh, you know, we never got a name for that cat.
It was Tracy, wasn't it?
Was it Tracy?
That was the name on the front. Oh. Maybe that was just the name of the person that was taking her.
Mm.
I don't know. The name on the front said Tracy.
I don't know.
Which is a cute name for a cat. Tracy. So cute.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on the shelter?
We did ask them because in case you're curious, for those who of you who are, you know, conscious or like concerned about like, you know, procedures for like safety and like COVID, like things like that, mm-hmm. You know, everyone there wore masks because of the appointment structure. Mm-hmm. Like it's not crowded there at all. The only people that are usually there are like either people picking up some animals or just the actual staff themselves.
Yes.
And I just, the appointment thing through the website mm-hmm. and the fact that you can see profiles online, it just speeds up the process. It's very easy. It's very not stress inducing. Like for me, like as a person who likes to go into a place and know what they're doing and like know what to expect,
mm-hmm. yes,
you know, this is exactly like right up my alley.
Yes.
If they had this like for everything that I do, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. She was saying that Tammy is her name. Thank you mm-hmm. to Tammy. She was saying that the nice thing about the sort of shopping online for the animals is that a lot of people were doing research on the breeds of the animals they were interested in before they came in. So it's not like before when you would just walk into the shelter and be like, oh, that one's cute, and then not know anything about it and take it home and find it was disastrous for your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And it was nice to hear also that they are still doing well despite the pandemic.
Yeah. Tammy told us that, you know, that it hasn't really slowed down their adoptions
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in any case, like, people are coming in more informed and, you know, knowing what they want and knowing better what to expect from the animals that they are wanting to adopt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that system. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And if you...
I think it's cute that, you know, animals get, like, profiles
like a dating profile
yeah.
but like interested in long walks on the beach playing fetch in the park
yeah
and also if you were interested in fostering, you can get more information on their website and you can do a training module on there.
Tammy said it doesn't take but like, you know, less like 45 minutes.
Yeah So that's very noble if you decide to do that, or if you decide to do the foster to adopt situation. Also very cool. But
there's just, like, keep in mind, there's just lots of solutions for you. If you're wanting to adopt, there's lots of like ways and different ways that you can do it.
Yes.
But yeah, please take advantage of this promotion.
Yeah. And if you're looking for books on pets and how to take care of pets, you're going to be in the 636 section of the nonfiction. There is a book there that caught my eye called The International Encyclopedia of Pet Care, A Practical Guide to Choosing and Caring for Your Pets by David Alderton. So that's 636.088 ALD in the nonfiction section.
Yes. And if you're looking for more pet books in general, we're going to be having a display.
Yeah, here in Hart.
At Hart Memorial Library. Mm-hmm. We'll have a display of all these pet books. There's actually pictures of staff pets on the display.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have a promotion going on.
Yes,
during
very
this
exciting
time.
very exciting.
Everyone always loves receiving stuff, you know, free stuff. Rebecca and I thought, you know, why not take it a step further? We're making buttons.
Everybody loves buttons. I know. I do.
There are three versions of these buttons.
Collect them all.
There is a cat person, a dog person, and what's the third one?
My pet adopted me.
Or yes. My pet saved my life or something like that.
Rescued me.
That's the one.
Yes. Which is super cute because that's how we all feel.
They're
about
all very cute, very cute colors. And what do they have to do to earn these buttons?
So when you come into any library branch in the Osceola County Library System, present a photo. Everybody loves sharing pictures of their pets.
I have like a million of them on my phone.
Yeah, and I would love to share. So share a picture of your pet to any of the library staff and receive a button.
Yeah. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. We were very excited about this.
We're going to try our best to keep, you know, up with the supply and demand. You know, depending on how popular it is.
We are button making machines.
Yes, we've been making buttons for years now.
Yes.
We know all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
All these muscles that we have are just all button making.
I just have one really muscular arm from the button press.
It's like a blacksmith, you know, who's like,
yeah, just I'm a like button smith.
I want that on a pin or something.
Can I
want
put that on my business card?
Can I put that on my name tag?
I'm a buttonsmith.
Buttonsmith?
That's awesome.
Can I put that on my resume?
Yes. Proficient in making buttons.
Yeah. maybe we should try to get them some to the animal shelter.
Yeah.
Some of the buttons. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe we can. Or, yeah, I don't. You'd have to take them in your courier van.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's just down the road.
Maybe.
Why not?
Yeah. But nonetheless, if you're hearing about this promotion and then you're like, well, I don't have a library card. Well, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Come into the library.
It's free if you live in Osceola County.
Yeah.
If you work in Osceola County or if you go to school in Osceola County.
Or if you live in Polk County.
Or if you live in Polk County.
We have reciprocal cards for you.
Reciprocal. Reciprocal.
It's a big word. But yeah. Get a library card.
Get a library card for free.
The stuff that you can get is ever expanding.
It unlocks a whole world for you.
Yeah.
It really does.
We'll keep working on stuff, cool stuff like this.
Yes.
To keep you
entertained.
Yes. So moving on.
Yes.
To what are we reading?
What are we reading? That's a very good question.
What are you?
I'm still reading Surrender Your Sons.
Do you want my son?
No, thank you. it's the book about Connor, who gets sent to the word just went right out of my brain. Conversion camp.
Yes, I remember this. Yes.
So I'm about just over halfway through. It's intense subject matter, but it's told in a more lighthearted sense because it's a teen book.
Right.
So it's not like all like doom and gloom. He has a sense of humor about it.
I don't know. When you're a teenager, life is very doom and gloom.
Yeah. And especially if you're kidnapped and whisked away to a conversion camp.
That's a pretty big one there.
It's tough subject matter.
Yes. Very much so.
But you're moving my microphone, so I had to be like, but...
You have to adapt. Like when they're doing the news, they have to look at the different cameras.
Yes. Camera like... one, camera two. Microphone one, microphone two. It was like an obstacle course, like dodge-ems.
No, but have you... is there like any big twists you've run into yet? Or nothing yet?
I mean... Kind of. There is a bit of a twist, a revelation.
Ooh.
A revelation.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about you? What are you reading? What comic book?
Ooh. I don't think I've
read. You're not reading a comic book?
No, I don't.
What?
I know. It's very. No, that's a lie.
There it is.
I remember what I've been reading because I finished it shortly after we recorded the last episode.
Oh, okay. Convenient.
You might have heard of it. There's been a lot of advertising about this if you're into like comic news and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Invincible.
Never heard of it.
Okie dokie. The show is actually on, I think, Amazon Prime.
Wait. Is that about the guy who takes the pill? No, that's something else.
I have
Limitless.
No idea.
Limitless. That's Limitless. Never mind. Okay, continue.
That's an old movie.
But it's also a TV show.
Is it?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Learning stuff. Anyway, yeah, Invincible. I wouldn't recommend the show to anyone who's not an adult.
Well, it's Amazon Prime.
Yes.
It is
very
intense.
Gory.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, just news flash on that. However, okay. The comic book, it's actually, I believe, teen rated.
Okay.
Is cool. On Hoopla.
Hoopla.
It's on Hoopla, where I read all my comics. It's very good. It follows... It's basically a Superman story, but it's like the son of Superman.
Oh, okay.
Esque.
Esque. Okay. Very important.
So, you know...
Distinction.
It's basically the same origin story as Superman.
Okay.
As like... But like, this is this guy's dad. Like, so you're following a teenager who's the son of this guy, Omni-Man. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who is just coming into his powers. And, you know, he calls himself, he needs a superhero name. He calls himself Invincible.
Invincible.
Which, you know, may not work out to his favor.
Okay.
You know, it's just when you call yourself Invincible, I feel like people want to test that.
It sets a bar.
Yeah, it sets a bar. But so far, you know, I've been enjoying it because, like, it's familiar, but, like, different.
Yes.
So it's, like, a story that, like, I can relate to, that I understand, but it's set in a different universe.
Right.
I don't know. It hasn't, like, set itself apart that much yet. I've read issues 1 through 4.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. So far, I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as well as far as things in the library go, don't forget we are hosting a podcasting class again.
Yes, in May.
Yes, May 7th.
So it'll be the week after this
after
comes
this
out?
One. Yes. Yes. So for this week, this episode will be coming out on the, what did we say, the 23rd?
Today's the 23rd.
Oh,
the 27th.
Today's
the 23rd. The
27th. So
next week.
Friday the 30th, which is when our promotion starts,
yes,
will be the photo editing class in Tech Central, if you're interested in that. Now, it's a first come, first serve, and there's very few spots because of pandemic. So if you're interested in that, come early.
Yeah. Take advantage of that. This space is great if you want to learn stuff.
Yes.
Great if you already know stuff.
It's great if you already know stuff too. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
But we have the equipment. And
we have the technology.
We have the technology.
We can rebuild him.
Yeah. So keep tuned to those programs. Show up early or
yep. Keep an eye on our website.
Yeah. And
for the calendar.
Come say hi to us for our podcasting program.
May 7th at 3, I believe.
3?
3?
We might have something to give out.
Oh, boy.
That's why I said might. I know. But I just like, I feel like
more
I want
buttons.
More buttons.
Can we make buttons that say, I'm a nonfiction friend? That would be so cute.
That would be cute.
Nobody would wear those except for us. We can make them in your glasses and my glasses.
Yeah.
People can choose which of us they like better.
It's me, but it's fine.
It's probably you.
Maybe that'll happen. I won't make any promises.
No promises. But you have to come to the program to find out what happens.
Yeah, find out. See our big
dangle that carrot right there.
Buttonsmith making arms.
Buttonsmith. We should do a
If you want to ask us about buttons during that time, I'll make amends.
I'll
for
allow
that.
It.
I'll allow it.
they're gonna have expectations and we're gonna disappoint them.
We've never disappointed anyone in our entire lives ever,
except my parents. No, I'm just kidding.
And on that note, just remember, we love our listeners.
I can't. And that's nonfiction, friends.